to the 28th edition of Weekend Review.
Weekend Review.
My name is Jake Cook.
But he ain't no chef, and I'm Kenneth Ferrero.
But he ain't no fish. And as Kenneth said before...
Well, actually, no. There is no before. This is the beginning.
Oh, because you're going to insert this in the beginning?
Yeah. I'm making up for some lost time, so to speak.
Well, as Kenneth said before, but you won't hear that until later.
Right.
As Kenneth's going to say after this...
Right.
We're here on a special occasion.
Yes, today. That's true. Yeah, it's
the day of Karush's birthday. Karush Bakhtiari, friend of the show, not yet a guest, but soon to be.
Soon to be.
June 10th, 2014.
15. Right, 15, yeah.
15. He's only 15? You serious?
You're too funny. You're too quick.
No, I'm not. That wasn't very quick.
Actually, once it becomes 2015, it actually exponentially increases to 2030.
Really?
Because of the internet.
That's the way I'm going to have to think about that.
That's a head scratcher.
So let's go ahead. What you're about to hear is just me and Alex. And then we're going to go... So this is in the future. It's going to be coming to your presence.
Kenneth decided to record the fucking beginning of the episode while I was still on the train.
Right. We didn't know where you were.
Which is a huge slap in the face and a stab in the back, but I guess that's how it goes, you know? I guess I'll just, you know, that's something I have to deal with on my own. You know?
Right.
I'm alone again in this.
You know? That weak flow is
going to
interfere with your audio quality.
Dude, it's funny that you said that right when it cut out. You're like, hey.
We call that ambiance.
Oh, all right. Yeah. This doesn't look like the best quality.
Or foreground noise.
Yeah, foreground. Yeah, exactly. Some stuff is background, but this is foreground. Yeah, it's going to sound awful. Yeah.
It's like complete chaos right now. There's like leaf blowers going on in the background.
This is actually, again,
fucking 11 o'clock at night.
It's the future talking to your present, and what you're about to hear is from the past.
Right, okay.
Right, so
from the past, but it's your future.
So let's say that one more time. So we're from the future. You're listening to this in your present, but what you're about to hear is
from the past. From the past. Of our future.
Yes. Which means present.
But how is it evident that you're from the future? Like,
because
you're observing.
Because
it,
I'm telling them what's about to happen, and it's going to happen.
And they haven't heard it yet.
Right.
So Kenneth is going to say something to the effect of...
So
we created a wormhole.
In relation to the recording only.
No.
We've got to be careful
with
doing
this. From the future in any other
we got to cut
context.
A hole in the fabric of space-time.
I feel like we're all going to disappear.
Yeah.
We're going to get sucked into the ether.
Everybody's going to become your own grandpa.
Everyone's going to become your own grandpa.
So it's Karush's birthday, and we're going to listen to a little bit of the beginning
clip. It is Karush's birthday, and then the clock is to strike midnight.
We're going to try to go over back to the Twain's and say what's up to Karush and get a quick little interview.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
So enjoy what's about to happen, and we'll be right back, and it'll be in the present.
All right, here we go.
All right, Weekend Review.
Weekend Review.
Weekend Review, it's me and Alex chilling outside of the MARTA Decatur station.
I just want to say that the reason I initially said hey to that officer was because I was hoping to get the soundbite of him not saying hi to me.
So admissible
as like,
evidence.
Not that I am psychophantically rewarded by not being welcomed or responded to by a police officer.
Uh-huh.
But I just thought it would be funny.
It was funny.
I don't want to appear to be a square just because, you know, I said hey to a man in the man in blue.
Well, I don't know who you think listens to this show. I'm pretty sure half the audience is currently...
Henry Rollins, Ian MacKay, Barack Obama...
Basically all my heroes.
Yeah.
Barack Obama, especially.
Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Mac. R.I.P.
Bernie Mac,
R.I.P. Yeah.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy, man.
Eddie motherfucking Murphy, dude.
Eddie motherfucking Murphy.
Murphy Brothers. Brother Darkness.
Man, I wish Jake was here so he could do his Cat Williams impression.
Oh my god, I'd love to hear that. I love hearing just the fact that it exists.
I don't know, I'm not going to try to do it.
Yeah. Get put to shame pretty quickly, I'm sure. How was the party?
The one down there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Cross's birthday party.
Is he wasted yet?
I got there an hour late, and the booth was completely full.
Geez, you got there an hour late? I did. Wait, had you even gone in when I got there?
I had been in for less than 5 minutes.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So,
shout out to Karush on his birthday. Happy birthday.
Absolutely.
We love you.
We should maybe go by there at some point.
Oh, yeah,
I
totally.
I told Noah I was leaving, And he was like, wait, what? I was like, I'm just gonna go. And he's like, what, where? I was like, just away. And he's just, yeah, I just walked out.
We're definitely going back. My whole thought was that it would be nice because I figured it was gonna be allowed to get some like quiet clips, especially if I could get a cup of coffee and then somehow like collect Jake either to come with me to get the cup of coffee or to do what we're doing now. And
do you
just
think
wait.
He's already there?
I guess he could be, yeah. We weren't in the coffee shop too long, though.
No. He would have called you if he was there, I feel like.
Well, let me check my phone.
Where are you?
Yo, dude. Where you at, man?
Yeah, I just got off, just got to Twain's.
Oh, actually, I did miss a call.
Jake?
No, it was my sister. I'm gonna give my sister a call real quick.
In the meantime. Wow, that guy's really bald. He just touched his head.
His ears must be burning.
His head's burning. Walking under that lamp.
It's pretty greasy. Wow. Incoherent. My sister. Jake's not there yet.
Is she hell drunk?
She said she's two beers in, and nice. The more drunk she gets, the more she tells you about it. Like, nice. That's really honestly the best indication of how much she's had to drink. Just how much she's interested in telling you.
So all she's talking about is how much alcohol she's had?
Oh, man, just walk away. Yeah.
Walk away?
Yeah, if she doesn't come up to you and start talking to you about something that happened that day or something in your life that she knows about, and she starts the first thing, she's like, I've had some wine. Like, just run the other direction. Do yourself a favor. Because you're about to get talked your ear off about the same thing for, like, 15 minutes.
About alcohol?
Yeah, well, just the reiterations and variations and permutations of how to say that you're drunk.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, we are miles ahead.
We are. In the opposite direction. If you hit the moon, you went too far.
I thought I heard you say something about the sun.
I did. I said, if you go straight, you can't miss it. It's just like the sun or something.
So, earlier we were talking about M. Coelho Falls, right?
Yeah, yeah. You went there yesterday?
Went there yesterday.
Wasn't it raining yesterday? Yeah, it rained yesterday.
Not there.
Wow, really?
Like, the sun was erupting.
You missed an amazing rainfall. Like,
was it?
There was,
I heard it was storm yesterday.
There was, yes, 60-mile-an-hour winds, hailstones, like.
No way, really?
What the hail? Yeah, like that kind of hail.
What the hail?
I was on my break, and I was home, and it just fucking let out, like, all that
you
rain.
You made it home before?
No, I was on my break, so I had to go back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you were at your house on your break?
Yeah, yeah. I go and see Charlie and let him out.
Nice.
And
damn, dude, that's...
There were, like, quarter-sized hailstones coming
really?
Down. Yeah, not very regularly, but there were a few that hit the pool, and I was like, fuck. Fuck that.
Hit the what?
Hit the pool.
Come again, sir? You have a pool?
I don't have a pool.
Neither
I'm close
pool?
To I can see a pool from our window. Yeah.
At your apartment complex?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, you guys have a pool?
We do have a pool.
And tell me more about it.
It's a saltwater pool.
No way. Is there a diving board?
No, it's like 4 feet on both ends. Good lord. That was a... quite...
Well, damn, I'm looking for... I've been going to the pool a lot lately.
Go to Georgia State. Georgia State pool.
Is it indoors?
Yeah.
How do I get in?
Good question. Lauren actually probably could get you in. She gets you like a pass or something. I can't make any guarantees, but I think as a student, you can have like a guest. And I mean, obviously you guys probably wouldn't go together, but like, like she might be able to be like putting you on a list or something. And you just be like, hey, I'm Alex Wharton. I'm friends with Lauren Perot.
You should ask her. I would love to do that.
When she gets here, I'll ask her. Oh, Jake's here.
Is that a joke?
Yeah.
Nice. Cue in old black man in all white.
Wait, is Jake here?
Walking about half the speed of Jake.
Half the speed of sound.
Jake is like, what does he walk like? Or what is his speed like?
I'd say it's like, you know,
mid-range, like mid-sized Sudan kind of speed.
Sudan, like the country?
Mid-sized sedan, like a compact Toyota car.
Not like a full-size Rwanda or something.
Would you say it's more of like an 18-wheeler? Like kind of slow to take the turn?
Honestly, you remember his first car, that white like 4Runner that he had? Like that real, yeah. I mean, honestly, that was the car he is.
the Bronco?
Whatever it was, yeah.
Pathfinder.
That piece, yeah, it was Pathfinder, that yeah. white piece of Nissan. Shit. That thing that could, like, barely turn over. I don't know how it lasted as long as it did, and I don't remember what happened to it. Did he hit the car?
I remember what happened to it, because me and Noah picked him up from when his car finally bit the dust.
Really?
The story, the greatest part about that story, nah, whatever, I don't want to talk about Jake's cars.
Oh, but it's fascinating.
Let me just quickly wrap up that story and say that he got a new car from his mom,
yeah.
and he had it for less than a day, and it broke down.
No, he crashed into a police officer.
Oh, he crashed into a police officer, that's right.
What luck. Jesus Christ, talk Man. About someone thinking that the universe is against them. That's not a good indication that you're doing things right.
Some retarded inertia right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, Amicable Falls is so, so cool. It's like... It's the sweetest waterfall I've seen in Georgia. And I've seen a few. I've seen, like, High Shoals, waterfall at High Shoals, Tallulah Gorge, you know. There's a...
What about Cloudland Canyon?
I have never been there.
You
is there a waterfall there?
I don't know if there is, but Noah used to go there all the time. Well, like, a couple times. There's Jake.
Hey, guys.
Dude.
Waiting for
What's
you,
up, man.
We can review.
You can review. Hey, oh, shit. You already started recording?
Yeah, dude.
That's not fair.
Well, we did it because we were not sure about, like, what's going to happen tonight.
What do you mean?
Well, like, it's kind of loud at that place.
You got to record it anyway, man.
Yeah, I know, but I just wanted to get some buffer in case it's, like, really hard to record stuff.
How long have you guys been recording?
Almost 20 minutes.
You're the new host now?
No.
Are you trying to usurp my throne?
Dude, no. we did a verbal contract.
It's on the train, right?
We know.
How long were you on the train?
I don't know.
How long were you on that Twain train, dude?
On the Twain train for like at least 40 minutes.
Why are you coming at us so aggressively?
Because he's wearing a Metallica shirt, dude.
I'm just taking it back, you know.
Taking what back?
No, not taking it back. I'm taking it back.
Which back are you taking?
Oh, God, you guys are so fucking stupid.
What does the back of your shirt say? Is that what it's taking it back? Back in black?
It doesn't have anything on the back of my shirt.
Stop flicking your cigarette.
Master of puppets.
Calm down, dude.
I guess now we can fucking start the show since you're already recording.
I mean, we could always delete everything that has come before this.
All the fruits.
Yeah.
I feel like this is gold. I don't want you to delete any of this right here. If anything that came before this was, like, half as good, then...
Then we're in good shape.
No, then delete it.
Oh, okay.
Because I want it to be at least as good as this.
So it has to be at least as good. It cannot be any less than half as good.
Yeah, if it's half as good, then it's not good enough.
That's going to be really hard to judge. Like, am I going to have to edit this episode?
I'm not the judge, jury, and executioner on that one.
This coffee's not the best coffee I've ever had. I think it's been sitting around for a while.
Dude,
how long has Twain's been going on?
Like, almost 2 hours.
We gotta get in there, man.
Okay.
Yeah, almost 2 hours.
We gotta get in there.
Everyone's already, you know,
wasted
three sheets. Yeah.
So what?
So it doesn't really matter if we go or not.
Perfect timing for you to come because everybody's gonna flip out when they see you.
That's awesome.
Jake!
I can't wait, man.
You're gonna have to.
It's my birthday today.
Did you make a big announcement that Weekend Review is going to be here?
Oh, well, I saw on Facebook. We're doing what's it called? What's the word you used? On location.
Yeah.
At Twain's.
On site.
Hey, there's Lauren and Delane right now.
No way.
Yeah, it's true.
I can't believe you're already recording, man. God, I can just... It's fucking dick, man. You fucking asshole.
Took me back.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up, y'all?
Yeah,
what,
why is that awkward? You guys are fucking squares.
I'm not that awkward.
Speaking of squares.
Dude, why do I keep getting called
a square? I just got here.
Yeah, we walk up here and you guys are just being squares. We just met this person.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Hey,
and we were telling her about you. I was like, oh my God, you're a comedian. We know this guy named Jake Cook and he's fucking
great. Yeah,
dude. Too, and he's fucking great.
Not really anymore.
Oh, I used to.
He's retired.
Yeah.
I think he's writing a book.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I fucking knew it, man.
At the local?
Oh, I love the local.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Good call, Jake.
Man.
Hey, wait. Yeah. What?
I kind of just stopped.
Good call, Delane. Good ears, too, by the way. I didn't know you were paying attention.
Yeah, it's
good. You're a little bit of an asshole all the time.
It's fun, but...
Hey, Lauren, your haircut looks great, by the way.
Thank you.
It's very nice.
I really like it, yeah.
It's the first time you've gone that short since you were a wee baby.
Since I was a baby. Yeah. Exactly.
A weed baby.
I was thinking about
a weed baby.
Yeah, we went over there.
No, crack baby.
Since you were like a here, man.
Ooh. Yeah.
Shout out to Sharon and David.
The crack parents themselves. Are those Peace United Methodist urines?
No, they're Uncle Lee and Aunt Pam.
They really are. They're the Doves.
They're Doves, but they're Uncle Lee and Aunt Pam hippie weed smoking earrings.
No, those are I'm a Methodist. Come talk to me about Jesus.
Those are like Melissa Etheridge earrings.
I don't think I give off that vibe though, especially with this haircut. Really?
Yeah. Are you saying that the words speak louder than haircuts?
Yeah. This is a decaf coffee for the record.
Oh, well, that's
what?
How
many Dilseritas?
This is a half calf.
What's a Dilserito? Is that like a Dorito?
Two chips of Doritos? Maybe Singapore have like the Keurig machines, whatever they're called.
Hey, I'm Alex.
Keurig.
I'm Haley.
You just met these people?
Yeah,
she was walking with us.
Hey, my name's Kenneth.
We all just walking this way.
Nice to meet you.
What's your name?
Kenneth.
Walk this way.
The Lucky Star.
Rolling Stone song.
Did you catch
Rolling Stone?
Is this the episode right now?
Yeah, this is still the episode.
Well, what were you talking about
before you guys came up here?
Okay, you released some new Jacket shit. I haven't listened to it yet.
Oh, it's really awesome.
I saw it on Facebook, though.
Oh, fuck. Check it out.
I was really excited.
We still listen to your album.
Thank you.
Every
in the West End of Atlanta.
Yeah, I actually started rapping more. I don't know. That's what I was doing, and then I just tried to do comedy for a while, and then I'm back into doing music. Actually, I think you should put it on this episode.
Why don't you just do both?
Me?
Okay. In fact, why don't you drop into it right now? Wait, not yet. This is the new Jacket song. It's called Chevy Hat.
Chevy Hat. Hey, don't you have a Chevy Hat?
Not anymore.
Oh my God.
That's why it's a. That's why it's a tribute.
I thought that was a Chevy Chase hat.
Yes.
God damn, is he tarted? And man, is he spark split? Shit, I got the key to Gramercy Park. Quit pulling my plonker. Jacket goes hard in the carpet. A Marky Mark with a scarf, a scarlet cardigan, and a large dick. Target your artist and discard the carcass. I'm far from the margins, but critics say I'm garbage. Regardless, garnish my wage and now I tarnish your face like seal. I'm taking meals, now I know how a great white feels. Let me finish my sentence, so why the windows is tinted? Critics tend to be dissing, cause I'm a menace to bitches. Coop the shade of baby food. Jake is a crazy dude. Holy crap, hold him back like a lazy student. ATL till the death of me. Definitely wrecking beats. Try and test a recipe. You're next to be like recipes. Devil sitting next to me like, what's up, Satan? Let me get up in that bajay cause these drugs fading. I'm Gordon Ramsay bitching. Damn it, she famished. She wants a ring, but I'm like, what, you think this fantasy camp? Park the saber and startle my neighbors. They can scoff, but they some dogs, so the bark's in their nature. So fuck them, dude. Most skills in the trap and the host of millions of gnats. My rhymes kill, I'm the stone, Brian Wilson, the rap. Eat me some Sour Patch, children, then I power nap.
Eat me some Sour Patch, children, then I power nap.
Packing bowls and packing stadiums. And I'm drinking $2 chucks cause I grew up fucked in the cranium. This shit goes out to Jesse Jr., Jason, and Damien. I take the win and celebrate by draining an eighth of gin.
Yo, Jacket, they said it couldn't be done. They said that I was done for. They said I'd never make. Back in hip hop. Well, guess what, you stupid motherfuckers? I'm here on the track telling you that you are the stupid one and I am the champion. And if you doubt that, take a look at my fucking track record. I kill every track on record. That's right, I'm a track record.
Yeah, I could have chased him. There's no chasing that hat. Because it was on one of those, you know, that like crazy air vent that's like. In the Edgewood Plaza, like when you're walking from like Best Buy to like Kroger or something.
Yeah.
It like blows air.
The Marilyn Monroe one.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So I just threw my hat and it flew all the way up to the roof.
You idiot, why'd you do that?
Because I wanted to see how high it would go. And it
was
like,
so funny. It just
it was
like,
really hilarious.
We were all watching it go higher and higher and higher, and it was right next to the edge, the precipice of the building. And we were thinking, is it going to go over? And it just like went right over.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's gone forever.
I was like, oh no!
Later in the editing.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of what sound I made when it went up the building. It went. It got such distance, man. You should have seen it. There's your episode right there.
The music stuff they do.
Yeah.
So they
QED.
Yeah. What's that stand for?
It's a Latin
phrase. Question on demand.
It's a quote errant demonstrat something another.
What does that mean?
Quote errant.
It means what was to be proven.
Crazy. I didn't know either.
Gives a shit about that.
We were supposed to do this.
Mr. Patrick.
I mean,
I heard he's retired.
Yeah, why don't you elucidate?
It's valid, but you're not. currently studying it?
Valid is a Latin word. Current is a Latin-derived word.
Look, study. See him.
That's the second time I've seen him.
No, I've seen that guy walk this way 5 times in like the last 10 minutes. I think he's cloned.
There's a clone over there.
I don't think that is.
I know. Yeah, I saw him.
I saw him, and he's just weird.
Let's go in Twain's, man.
Twain's that way.
Yeah, you want to go?
I'm thinking about biking to.
I don't know.
To lunch.
I should propose.
Not with him.
Yeah, yeah. Just have a bike. Yeah, that would be fun. What route would you take?
I would take the path.
Yeah,
from Croc Street all the way to the park, Piedmont Park.
You mean the Beltline?
The path, Beltline, same fucking thing.
Path. It's called the Beltline.
Path line.
It's a path line.
It's the same thing.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no problem.
Okay. I'm just curious because.
Anyway, I'm gonna go on. I'm gonna go to like Cabbage Town to Croc Street.
Yeah.
To the Beltline.
Yeah.
To.
Yeah, that's it.
Piedmont Park.
Yeah, yeah.
And then to past the dog park.
Yeah.
And then into the fucking place.
Yeah.
God damn it.
How do you know that route?
What?
How do you know that route?
I thought about it in my brain.
You've been like, to that dog park?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey man, I'm just checking.
I'm cultured. I live here.
Okay, I'm just curious, just because you don't have a dog, so like...
She also, like, doesn't know her way around anywhere, am I right? It's just like, you give this woman a car and some directions, and she's like, where am I?
I'm like, Siri!
Your phone doesn't have
MapQuest. How many drinks did you sneak?
What?
For real.
Ooh. Did you sneak tonight?
Oh, you know, I'm just high.
I'm high on Jesus Christ, you know?
Like, really?
Just pour coffee on
Jesus right here.
Sticky coffee, right? Dude, Alex.
Dude, that was
a Alex.
Oh, yeah, I found it.
Yeah.
Jake! Same person. Hey, Ken.
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
We're going to take a break real quick.
Commercial break.
Hey, please check out the new Jacket song. Ken's going to be the producer of this episode.
Yeah.
So I apologize for the poor quality, but to make up for it, we're going to premiere the new Jacket song here on Weekend Review.
It's already been played at this point.
Well, we have.
I hope you enjoyed it. You want? Okay. But everything that you started to introduce it, and then like 3 minutes elapsed. So
can we do like the introduction to the podcast at least?
Yeah.
You gonna rob me of that too?
No, we can do that.
Jesus Christ.
You wanna do it right now?
For the love of God. For the last time.
As if you were here.
No way, you did not.
Yeah, I did.
How could you do that?
How could I do what?
With Alex?
He was silent.
I don't think it was Bob.
What did you say?
I said, this is Weekend Review, episode 28. We're here on a special occasion. I haven't actually done the catchphrases.
Yeah, that's really important, man.
Yeah, I know.
Every episode, consistency is what like gets people
I was
to
waiting
to
on
the
you.
Show.
I was waiting on you.
Okay, all right.
I appreciate the consistency.
Exactly.
I'm an outsider looking in.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm trying to preserve it. That's why I haven't done it yet.
It's got
to
be released all on the same day.
Right.
It's got to have the same
Thursday,
theme song.
Right? Is that what you had it?
Yes, Thursday. Yeah. Can you have it up by Thursday?
Originally, it was Wednesday. Is the theme song posted anywhere? But that's okay.
I could send it to you.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't care about the theme song. I was just kidding. It's a special edition anyway.
It's a live edition.
But might I request that you should record?
Let's go ahead, and I'm gonna just record. I'm gonna insert this in the beginning.
Okay.
So let's start it as if this is the beginning.
Okay. All right. Are you ready?
Every second is a new beginning.
All right.
That's
okay.
True.
Right.
Some people have said that.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Weekend Review. Hey guys, welcome to the 20th edition. I'm sorry we had that little little discourse there where we went back in time and forwards in time, but now we're in real time. Thank you very much. I fixed it, and so it's all on me.
Now, I don't know who just had this idea, because it was definitely shared between the three. Okay, Alex Warden just had this really good idea.
Why are you going to record like in secret between this Bermuda Triangle that you guys
got? We're close enough to the mics.
You've got so many theories, man. Chill.
I'm a person. I have my own universe within me. So, of course, I have other theories.
Dude, your breath smells like straight alcohol, bro. You're talking some shit right now.
It's beer. It's not alcohol.
Anyway, we just came up with this musical idea for Larry. Larry David.
Yeah. INTJ.
INTJ.
I don't want to talk about this. This is stupid.
Okay, well, okay. No. You know what? You don't want to be a part of it? We're not going to cut you a check.
So full disclosure.
Yeah, you just lost out on like $250 million. But hey, if you think it's stupid, that's cool, man.
We'll see about that.
Yeah, okay, sure.
We'll see about that when this goes to press.
We just went from 33 apiece to 50-50, dude.
Hashtag INTJ, what does it mean? Hashtag rich as fuck.
Who knew?
Who knew? Hashtag who knew?
All I can say is I'll see you in the court.
Yeah, the tennis court, bitch.
I'll
serve you.
No love this time.
No. Unfucking intended.
You're still getting 0 points, though.
That would be love. If we both get 0 points, it would be...
All right, love, and it cancels out each other, so there's no love.
God damn it. You got me on a technicality.
You want to go inside and say hello to Brush?
Brush. Brush's birthday.
No, fuck that, dude. Let's all go to Golden Corral.
How far is it? That's a pretty good point.
There's one 12 miles away from there. We can go.
It'll take an hour and a half.
We're walking inside of Twain's right now.
Okay.
Is the mic picking up everything?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a great microphone.
So, it's the door to Twain's. Opening it.
Already regretting coming in.
Now, if the audio is bad, it's because we're inside of a bar, so just keep that in mind. Yeah, I haven't had a drink yet. You know, I was on the train for goddamn 3 hours. Fucking Twain train.
I don't know if it took exactly that long. I guess.
Yeah, this is a big old family circus, if you ask me.
Yeah. Jake's getting a bunch of man hugs, and I'm not really interested in that. But we can talk about the music a little bit more.
Do you want a quinine? I'm gonna get a quinine.
I've got some water actually. It tastes pretty good. I can't believe Jake doesn't want to like think about that musical, because you're a pianist, you can make the music for that.
It'd probably be easier to come up with
Do you like musicals?
I like some musicals.
Yeah, me too. Jesus Christ Superstar.
I like Jesus Christ Superstar. I really regret the fact that I still have yet to see the Book of Mormon.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Yeah, I really want to see that. For not having seen it.
You mean like just
and
like
even
a recording?
Beginning to try to write a musical and having not like a comedic musical.
Yeah.
But I was in a couple musicals, but in high school it doesn't count.
Well, it's practice. Is a quinine free?
I don't know. I guess so.
You don't know. Oh, there's Crush.
I should have cranberry juice.
There's Crush. Shop.
Yeah.
Java Vino.
Java Vino.
We're doing a weekend review.
Right now?
Yeah. Sorry, dude. Jake got pulled by some people.
He got what?
He got pulled. Straight up pulled, you know.
He doesn't need to be tethered. Just go to him.
Well, no. He got pulled away from me. I was looking for a crush. And then he's got all these hugs from all these dudes.
Jake loves dudes.
He loves hugs for them.
Yeah.
I don't know how he feels about them, you know, in particular, but...
Not getting close enough.
Nagasaki.
Not going low enough. They want to touch his dick.
Yeah. I believe that's what they're going for, yeah. Do you come here often? I didn't realize it was so big. Weekend review with Crush Bakhtiari.
I don't know if it'll be good, but it could possibly be bad.
Well, is today your actual birthday?
Today is my actual birthday.
Happy birthday.
And I was one of those kids that was born at 11 a.m. One of those kids that doesn't have a good special time that they were born. It's kind of bullshit.
Right, yeah.
Bull.
I've heard this really harrowing statistic that one out of every 24 children born.
Yes, happy birthday, bro.
Thank you, my dude. Hey, thanks, bro.
I can't remember. You gotta do like at least
two. Doing it in the bathroom.
Two lines with me right now. All right,
man. I'll see you in like 5 minutes in the bathroom after you're done taking a piss.
Dude, I'm fucking seeing you soon, bro.
That fucking faggot is so straight edge right now. That it's just such a waste of time. That guy.
Well, yeah. Once you take.
I don't mean that. Excuse me, delayed. Go into the bathroom as a joke? What did you do? Hey, come here. What'd you do?
I've got, like, insider information, dude.
What happened? You saw some?
Huh?
What'd you say you saw some? Well, yeah.
I'm cool. Cool now, dude.
Is that a Hawaiian tag?
This is the key that you found.
I found this key. It's like a...
Does it work?
I don't know. What to what, though?
Yeah, exactly.
What to what?
I have to figure out where
what
it goes.
What to say? It's a sexy Puerto Rico.
Crush, how old are you?
24.
Really?
Are you asking that because of what he said?
I thought you were like 25. Oh, wait. Can I buy you a shot?
Yes.
Oh, yeah? You're accepting shots?
What do you want?
Yeah.
What do you want?
What do you want?
Nothing.
So you're accepting multiple shots?
Yes, I am.
Would you prefer
on
a
my
shot
birthday.
Or
a... That's not like a typical thing I do. That's just like a...
Birthday favorite.
That is a birthday favorite. And I think the last time I got this drunk was on my birthday last year in the exact same spot. Because I like to keep it simple.
Right.
And, you know, this works.
Right.
This has worked for the past 3 years.
Guy to Courtney Love, how drunk are you right now?
You don't seem too drunk. I would say a 6.
I think... I want to say 5.
From Joseph,
I want
to
say
guy to Courtney Love.
The second shot. I want to say the step above Dos Equis Sky, whatever that is. So I'm assuming that's a 4.
Yeah. It's probably like a Budweiser.
5.
Budweiser commercial person. Yeah.
I did drink a, what's it called? Scotch Johnny Walker Black Label, a double shot of that, and I wrote a couple pieces of poetry when I was in the bathroom.
Can you recite them?
No, I can't.
You forgot, or?
I did forget, indeed.
Are they
one
on
of them,
the wall in the bathroom?
They all, one of them is on the wall, one of them is in, on my phone.
Is it the penis one, or is it the one with the dollar sign?
It's
the penis dollar sign?
It is the penis dollar sign, and that's like a significance of, monetary value in my head.
Jigs control the world, man.
That is true.
George W. Bush, dude.
Jigs, dig, bish.
Now, do you get drunk on a one-to-one level? Like, if you have 10 drinks, are you then at 10, or is it like...
5 drinks and I'm done.
But you've already had 5, right?
Yeah.
So you're done?
No.
So 5 of what kind of drinks? We're talking about 5 beers?
5 beers.
5 beers?
I'm pretty weak sauce. My tolerance has gone down to when... Yeah, exactly. I'm an Asian woman's sister. That's what happened tonight.
That's as girly as it gets, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
My mom always has a funny phrase. I don't know if you're interested.
Yeah.
But whenever she stubs her toe or trips or does something bad, she always says something in Tagalog, which is the Filipino native language, which is, "Ay, pukin tibolo," which means the pussy of your son.
Really?
In case you were really wondering.
I just want to say.
Happy
birthday. Man, God bless you. Come here. 24 years old. 24 hours in a day.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to go on record as saying that Tagalog is one of, if not the worst sounding language phonetically, and just to
I'd say Vietnamese or German.
German is beautiful. There's
it
nothing
is
wrong
not
with German.
Beautiful.
German is perfect. German is the perfect
language.
That's
freaking the Deutsch. That sounds like dog shit.
Tagalog takes the cake.
Let me puke in my mouth and then try to...
Is this the line for the bathroom?
Yeah, dude. Gotta get to the back.
That's it?
No, dude.
What's your
power
shirt?
Of K.
Have you already, can you describe that?
Sure, it's the left one.
Describe
this is a KM is a vitamin T-shirt from Japan.
I like it.
my girlfriend got me this from Chicago at a thrift store. And
it's
so,
from Japan, though?
Yeah, I think it is from Japan, yes.
Bro.
Oish!
Surfer on acid.
What is it? Wait, wait, before he drinks it, tell us what it is.
What it is it?
I'll tell you after you drink it.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
What is it?
Drink it. Just one shot. One shot, one kill.
Cheers.
One
shot. My boys.
Cheers.
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 Cheers. Cheers. And no fucking tears.
Do it.
Cheers.
Do it.
Surfer on acid. What's in that?
What is
wait, drink
it
first. You got it. Go ahead. All the way, 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 all the way. Yeah. That's my boy.
That's all. Yeah.
Well, that's more than
how do you like it?
That was very tasty.
Do you like it?
That was very good.
All right.
That was sulfuric acid on batteries.
Sandals and everything.
What's up, 1950? Wow.
So wait, what's in this? Yeah.
Go ahead, Alex.
My
it's
so fucking
I actually
awesome.
Don't know what's in it.
Is it?
It
really?
Is awesome.
No, it's rum.
If you wish Steven was here.
Okay, we get the point.
Rum, pineapple juice, and something
Steven's
else.
So it's not too strong.
No, it's really strong. The other thing is alcohol.
Oh.
It's like a 2-to-1 ratio, alcohol and then juice.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking on a gin and tonic. Gin and tonic, that's right. We're here on the 28th edition of Weekend Review.
Right.
Weekend Am I interrupting review. The flow by saying that?
No, I don't think so.
I'll kind of let you doing your thing over here. I saw you over there with your little microphone interviewing people. I thought that was cool, you know?
I was
doing your own little podcast over here.
Jesus Charlie Returns.
Yeah, Jesus Charlie actually. That's all right. I get it. You know, I understand that you need to spread your wings and fly sometimes.
Like the song.
Just don't fly too far, you know?
Get burned by the sun.
Yeah, you know what happened to
Icarus.
Smitty, what's his name?
What?
Icarus.
Bless you.
Thank you. You know that from Heavyweights.
Yeah, yeah. You're all like Icarus.
Exactly.
Bless me. Anyway, you didn't do a lifetime ban yet, did you?
No. Dude, I didn't start the show and, like, do all the stuff. I was just killing time.
Cool.
Hey, look. Literally just talking to Alex. We talked about our days. I mean, it was, like, it was actually very unlike any Weekend Review material.
We have a special guest.
One of you gentlemen, perhaps, happen to have an extra pool of six. We got a game over here. Trying to play with two other niggas. You got no energy?
I don't have
you hold a stick. I can tell you hold a stick in relationship.
That's I appreciate that, man, but I actually don't have a pool stick. I'm sorry.
What'd you say?
There's one over there.
I don't have a pool stick.
There's like three over there.
Against the wall
what
over there.
You, man?
No, there's like three right there.
Okay, well, I tell you what. Welcome to table 11. We over there on table 11, okay?
Two sticks, man.
Ain't no pieces, y'all. Okay? Ain't no pieces, y'all.
Who's that guy?
I don't know who that guy was. I don't know. Koresh's friend, I guess.
Seemed like a cool dude.
Alex, did you know that guy?
I'll see ya.
See that guy?
The loud guy?
Do you know him?
The guy's playing pool?
Yeah, on table 11.
No, what happened?
He's just really loud. I thought it was you for a second.
Yeah, no one in the house, of course. Hey, listen. It brings us to a special segment we like to call Lifetime Ban.
You got a lifetime ban from Weekend Review. I bet you wish you hadn't fucked around with me and Kenneth, but don't feel bad. Maybe you can be on some other shitty show, just not Weekend Review. You're banned for life, cause you're a little asshole.
Do you have a lifetime ban for this week?
Is it my turn?
Wait, I think it's my turn, actually. Shit, goddamn.
I actually think it's my turn.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay, well, alright.
No, actually, maybe it's your turn. I think Gandalf, or Sir Ian McKellen was, like, mine last week.
That was, like, a million years ago. That was last week?
I don't know. It's one of the two.
Last week, tonight.
I don't have any
Smashing Pumpkins.
Last week, tonight, tonight.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, tonight, tonight.
I guess, you know what? You know what I'm gonna say?
What?
Because of the special occasion?
Give it to Koresh.
Well, no.
Because
it's Koresh's birthday, and because he's all about peace and love and merriment and stuff like that, this week, I declare No bands. No Lifetime bands this week.
That's right. I think there should be one.
I feel like you should give.
All right, then I think it should be Crush.
Let Crush. Okay, fair enough.
I feel like you should give the banning power over to Crush.
That's what I think, too.
That's what you're
hey, Crush.
Crush. Yeah. We're doing a little segment on a show called Lifetime Ban. Okay. I was wondering if there's anybody you would like to ban for life from our podcast.
From our podcast or anything really in general.
Give me anybody you want.
Ban.
We would like an explanation.
A celebrity. It is your birthday. Vic Rush on his 24th birthday. Get booked in the stick by a pool
scout. Oh, is it your turn?
Who would I want to ban for life?
Or ban from life. Someone you'd like to kill.
I really don't want to kill anyone right now. I'm not in a good position to say so.
It could be like a world figure.
I think to ban for life from the show would probably be Will Sasso.
Will Sasso?
I had such a bad time conversing with him when I was in California. He passed me a joint, and I thought he'd be really cool to hang out with, but he just wasn't, man. He was just kind of a fag. Treated me as if I was like such low dog meat, I was subhuman, and you know, I'm just like a guy trying to make it, and he didn't see it that way.
You said he passed you a joint. I feel like that's...
He passed me a joint because there was no one else to pass it to.
So it
was out of frustration and out of obligation, yes.
So pity pass.
Yes.
Pity pass.
And also, not Elijah Wood.
Tobey Maguire.
Who's the guy who played Samwise Gamgee? Austin.
His name is Aston, I think, actually.
You need a drink? All right, I'll be right there in a second.
Your time, man. Well, go ahead.
The guy who plays Samwise Gamgee. Fuck that guy. He embarrassed it. It's not Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Lance.
Fuck you, Metallica. Jake's wearing a Metallica shirt right now. What's on the back of Metallica?
Why do you ask me that, too?
I'm just asking.
There's nothing on the back.
On the back.
Turn all the way around.
It's the cover of
Metallica. Ride the Lightning. Expert mode on Guitar Hero was probably the hardest thing I've ever had to try to accomplish.
Oh, that's because Metallica is an awesome band, and I don't know why people talk
shit
about them.
I didn't talk any shit about them. I left it ambiguous.
You better not, man. I'm about to go buck wild on you.
It's your band, Jake, bitch.
Care who's worth it.
Oh, last word.
I'm just kidding, man. We're having fun, you know, but... So there you go.
We're just having a good old time.
You say one and a half Lifetime bands on the show. How many minutes would you say we're into the episode thus far?
Getting close to 50.
50? Man, the last 30 minutes, or however long it is, we got to just jam it out.
Can we step out for a smoke?
Yeah, let's step out for a smoke.
Might as well.
Step out for a smoke.
Okay.
Let's start rolling.
Weekend Review.
Weekend Review. Welcome back. Obviously, it's the 20th edition, and as I said a few times before, I don't know how many times I have to say it, where it's a special occasion, and we're here at a special place, and it's Twain's.
Twain's. It's almost like Delane. Like my name.
Speaking of which.
Like me.
Speaking of which, we finally have a person who's been a subject of much debate on the show.
I've been a debate, and I have almost mastered.
You can call us the master debater.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
But, so we have explain.
I prefer to go by Richard.
Richard?
Yeah, some people know me as Delane, but I also go by Lane, but mostly I prefer to be called Tom.
Tom?
Yeah.
Tom Richard.
Tom, prefer to be called by Richard or Tom?
You know, just call me Delane. Delane. That's my slave name, yeah. But
messed up, man.
It's good. It's good to be here, you know. I feel like I've been a long time listener, first time present.
Yeah,
last time I wasn't really present.
You were at the infamous live episode.
Yeah,
episode 20.
You know, that episode, felt like there was a gas leak in the, it felt like a collective hallucination.
A lot of farts going on in there.
Yeah,
something went really wrong. I think it was just a closed space and the abundance of alcohol.
I definitely felt that there was some kind of dimensional paradigm shift upon entering that apartment.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so...
We all traveled back in time together.
We did.
It was...
To the Stone Age. Or the Stoned Age, but I like it. Because we smoked a fat-ass blunt.
Yeah,
right before recording. Maybe that's the reason. Not everybody smoked, you know. And also, I didn't say that. Cut that out, Kev.
Okay.
No, not that.
Oh, okay.
The part about me smoking a fat blunt before you guys recorded.
Cut that part out?
That, yeah.
Okay. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding. Are you still recording?
Yeah, I'm still recording, but I just made 2 flags to cut those parts out.
You can make a flag on that?
Yeah, I can make a flag on that.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You start your own country with that thing?
Yeah, dude. T-mark.
Holy shit.
It marks in the clip where you want to do something, so you can notate it.
I'm looking into getting one of these things here.
It's pretty handy.
So do you have one of these?
I have one.
It's actually a Tascam recorder.
It's pretty nice.
It's pretty nice.
Like
pretty
the size of like an old cell phone.
Yeah. Like, it's got two little speakers. It's about a little bit wider than that.
Yeah.
It's the same depth almost. Two speakers right here.
Audio quality is great on it.
The audio quality is great. I'm planning on recording again soon.
Yeah, do you want to talk a little bit about your podcast?
Oh, yeah. Do I get to plug
things? Please.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, as you know, I had my own podcast for a little bit. It was called Slow Down. It was a pretty successful podcast, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, how do you measure success?
And that I actually published it. And I put it out there into the world, and it was out there. No one ever listened to it, of course, but,
I listened to it as well.
I didn't listen to all of those.
I didn't listen to it, but I didn't know about it.
Yeah, nobody knew about it. The thing is,
I didn't have a Facebook at the time that I was doing it, so there was I was not putting it out there. It was kind of a closeted project, and also I felt like it wasn't what I wanted to do. It did not feel true to my heart. I felt as though I was preaching, and not necessarily to a choir, mostly just preaching to myself, and that was not interesting.
It turned you into a monster.
Yeah. It turned me into some kind of emotional wreck, and I was just like, I can't have this in my life.
How many episodes did you do?
I did approximately 7 episodes. Actually, 8 or so episodes. Maybe 9, but...
Could have been 10.
It might have been 10. I didn't release the last couple ones. They were actually inspired by a previous podcast called Territories. I don't know if you guys heard of that podcast.
Yeah.
But I totally...
Little Territories.
Yeah. I lifted some questions from that.
Who was that?
I think his name is Keith Parsons.
Keith Richards, we were talking about him earlier. I'll be damned.
Keith Piranha. Keith.
Put me in a swimming bag and throw me in the pool.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, he was a fish.
Yeah, he was a fish. Yeah.
You guys know what I'm talking about.
A deadly fish, I think.
Yeah.
And then Lindsay Glass.
Yeah. Wasn't she the singer of Crystal Castles?
I think so, yeah. If not, she's definitely the maker of Crystal Castles.
Lindsay Glass is the daughter of Todd Glass and Ira Glass.
I was gonna say, fuck. What is Lindsay from Arrested Development's last name? Bluth.
Funke.
Oh, I guess it is Funke.
It was Funke, but actually.
Fancook.
No, there was somebody I knew in high school named Lindsay Fancook.
Jake Cook, and I have tons of fans.
Her like lineage, they cook things with fans. Like,
hey, it could happen.
It was spelled weird. It was Fanckuch.
That is really weird.
She like some kind of.
Her last name is like the sound of shit when it comes out of your ass.
My shit has never made that sound.
I think
plane hook.
You might have a parasite.
Maybe.
Fan parasite.
You notice a squirming inside of your poop?
No. I've been having really excellent regular BMs.
Is there any?
Can we hear more about it?
Yeah, sure.
How many BMs a day do you do?
At least 2, sometimes 3.
That's not
for each meal.
Isn't that too much?
No, it's perfect.
I poop like 20 times a day.
You're not pooping enough.
Isn't that too much?
Poop as much
as
I can.
3 times more than that.
I can't
afford the pants, you know. Can't afford the pants I have to buy.
Diapers.
Then real quick.
Why don't you just get diapers? Adult size. Dude, listen.
Well, I'm wearing a fucking
advice.
Diaper.
Let me give you some pointy
love. I want to maintain some dignity. Rebrand them. They're not diapers. They're freedom enablers. Yeah. You know.
There you go.
Walking, I like that. The word freedom.
Walking toilets.
Yeah.
The word freedom is very like, you know. What's
what's the word?
It's like a proof of quality or something.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what's that word that means it makes you feel like a thing? Freedom is very,
it's a noun?
It's like a word that's like, freedom is blank of, like, tranquility and peace.
Part of?
Yeah,
Chinese
part.
Proverb?
Chinese proverbs.
You sound like a Chinese person.
So I had an idea.
Okay, let's hear it.
I forgot what it is.
Are you serious?
I forgot
just
what it is.
Now.
Just
Alex,
now.
What are you drinking?
This is cranberry juice.
Ooh, that sounds good.
You remember that scene in The Departed where Leonardo DiCaprio goes to the bar and he's like, I'll have cranberry juice. And this guy sits next to him, calls him a faggot. Mm-hmm. And there's like a 3-second pause and he just beats the shit out of him.
Cool. Gotta see that movie.
No.
Wait, who beats up who?
People.
Mike Wiley.
What's up?
Good to see you.
Good to see you too. He's witness the evening. Michael Wiley, ladies and gentlemen.
He's been on the show before.
Yeah. No, yeah, I haven't.
Well, you I guess not,
I was shooting it, yeah. And yeah. If you guys want that footage, I have it.
You know,
I'll take it.
You know, yeah,
I'll should I get your number?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Number? Okay. Yeah, I would love cool. to, because I don't know.
Like, yeah, I really Jake, like the Jake, idea of Jake. Doing
he's
that.
Making it seem like this business he's getting my number.
Yeah, well, I actually would like to get that footage.
Yeah, totally.
We had Michael and Noah film the 20th episode. But it wasn't a very good episode, so I just felt like...
Well, actually, the footage was the best episode. Speak for it.
It was the best episode. Yeah, and what's your name again, man?
Delane.
Delane?
Yes, but I prefer to go by Richard.
Richard?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Delane,
but you
Richard.
Can call me Thomas.
When do you go by
Tom?
Lane?
Cool, okay. You're confusing the shit out of me.
You can just call me Delane.
Delane?
Yeah,
cool.
Whatever.
Good to see you again, man.
Nice to see you again, yeah. too.
I'm confused, man.
I'm going to be him.
Later, man.
See you later.
404. Hey Kenneth, remember to take out his number. Hey Kenneth, remember to take out his number. Hey Kenneth, remember to take out his number.
Yes. Thanks, man.
Yeah. I will save you with my phone.
Michael Wiley.
Yeah, just let me know.
Cool, thanks.
Yeah, good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
Famous director Michael Wiley on the show. And that's something else.
Totally.
You're gonna cut out his number?
Oh yeah, I will.
Like it. Yeah, put two or three flags.
Okay, I put a few. I put two.
Like, if you put like a message that pops up, like when you listen to it.
This is that message. This is. It doesn't get like you can't insert a message into the recording.
Let's record me doing a message, and then can you program it into your thing so it pops up when at that point, so you know.
Okay.
So just go back in the episode, and right after he says his phone number, insert this in.
Okay, hold on.
And then when you listen to again,
yeah,
you'll know. Okay.
Tell me when to start recording this thing.
All right. Whenever you want. You ready? Okay. Hey, Kenneth, remember to take out his number. That's all you need. Maybe loop that 3 or 4 times.
Okay. I like the idea.
Have you heard the new Jacket song?
No, dude.
Oh, God.
But we actually did hear it.
And we premiered it this episode. I'm really into it. I actually wish that I could just listen to it all night long. That's all I want to do.
Why'd you look around when you said that? Were you looking for, like agreeance or something?
Yeah.
I was going to say validation.
Validation would have been a better word, because I don't think agreeance is an actual word.
Agreeance is a word.
Cool.
Agreeance?
Totally.
So we are in...
Normalcy is not a word.
I've heard about that.
So I think that that's... Agreeance is a word, too. So I guess you could say that we're in...
we're in validation
kind
of each other. We're validating.
Hakuna Matata.
Right.
Hakuna Matata. Yeah, no. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I say it's a good episode.
Oh, it's one of the best.
Oh man, I did have something. I did have something. Try to remember it.
Did you write it down?
No, I didn't write it down. I thought I might remember it. Man, God damn it, what was it? It was like funny.
You were gonna introduce a segment where you have prominent African American leaders come on your show.
That's right. Yeah.
That sounds like a Jake idea. Yeah. Cat Williams is going to be the first one, I think.
Let's hear from Cat Williams if you have a moment.
Yeah, sure. I guess...
Thanks, Delane, for the recall.
The note slipped out of your pocket.
I guess you must have read the note.
Yeah.
But yeah, we do have Cat Williams on the show. I wanted it to be a surprise, but here he is.
Hey, what's up, motherfuckers? It's Pimpin'. Hey, you know what you gotta do? You gotta tell them hating-ass motherfuckers to just go back to where they came from, because they're some dumb-ass motherfuckers. They always be hating on when you get your shine on, boo-boo. And you know what you got to do? Is you go to the laundromat every day, wash your clothes, look nice and clean, and then say, and then be like, oh, boo-boo on you mall, you little hating-ass motherfuckers. Because I don't have the time, bitch. I don't have the time or the resources to be dealing with your bullshit on a day-to-day basis. I'm a famous comedian.
So what do you want me to say? Hey, I'm glad to be on your motherfucking show. It feels good, bitch.
Fuck you, and fuck you.
I couldn't have put it better myself.
I've been listening to a lot of Howard Stern lately. I think that's his main shtick.
Fuck you. Hey, this is Howard Stern. Fuck you. Sounds like some Mark Maron shit.
My teacher in school told me to sound out a word, you know? So she said, sound out the word, knife. I said, K-N-I-F-E, knife. And she said, no, Mr. Williams, wait, no, I messed that joke up. Wait a second. Yeah. All right.
That's a pretty old joke for you to mess that one up.
I haven't done it in many years. Many years, boo-boo. I forgot what I was talking about.
Yeah, I'll tag mark that one. I'll take it out so you can try it again.
All right, just remember to take that out, boo-boo, because I don't want them hating ass. I can smell a hater from a mile away.
Okay, it's out. Took it out like a tooth. A bad old tooth. Speaking of bad teeth, you got any jokes about that?
Chee chee pee pee wee wee.
You know, even the dentist is hating. Everybody's hating these days. You go to the dentist, he says you need to brush, you need to floss. You say, I'm a hard-working black man, and every single day of my life, I do what I need to do to be the best guy that does the things, that does what I do when I do it.
Midtown, real talk.
Thank you very
much. That's one of the best dentist jokes I've ever heard.
Well, that's what I've been working on for quite some time. Baby child.
Can you just say the word bullshit again?
Bullshit! Say it again.
Yeah, can you say it in a neutral way?
I'll say it in my most neutral, normal, calm voice. Just please. Like totally calm.
Please, yeah, that's what I want.
Bullshit!
That cigarette.
Just hold it in your hand.
I will.
Oh my God.
Saying the word bullshit gets me. God gets a bubbling in my stomach, and you get that gut feeling, you know, when you smell haters around. Because I smell haters. I come up to them and I go, I sniff them. I sniff them in the neck, kiss them.
That was good.
That was
very good.
Because I love haters. That's right. I love haters. What? What's he talking about? I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Because a hater is going to tell you what you need to do to get your motherfucking shine on, boo boo. Thank you very much,
that's
y'all.
That's good advice. Thanks, Cat Williams. Thanks for being here on Crush's birthday.
Did you just call you Cat Williams?
That was Cat Williams.
What do you mean?
Yes, that's his name.
Yeah. Cat Williams, man. I can't believe he was on the show.
Wow.
Yo, man.
We had Tyler, the Creator. We had Cat Williams.
It's a pretty strong, like, representative cross-section.
Yeah.
Getting some nice celebrity guests on the show.
Totally.
Blowing up.
We had Bill Cosby scheduled before all the shit happened, yeah.
What happened?
Yeah. I mean, he still does shows. Yeah. Just keep the drinks, so keep him away.
If you saw a Bill Cosby show, would you yell out rapist if you were in the audience?
Allegedly.
Yeah, I'd yell out alleged rapist.
I don't know. Yeah. You know, it's like 40 people that said that he raped them. I think he probably at least raped one person. No, or 40 people are lying.
Well, think about how many people think about global warming and think that's a real thing.
It's a strong
point. I guess you're right. People are stupid, you know.
90% of scientists who not even 90 scientists. It's like there's Bill Nye, that one black guy.
Yeah.
What's his face?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah.
And then Mike Tyson. And then
different scientists.
Dexter.
He's a scientist of violence. Scientist of violence. I'm wiling on them. Sorry, man. I've been making raps a lot. Scientist of violence. I'm eyeing this bitch and she's trying me. So I slice her with the. No, I don't want to say it. Slice her with the. I don't know. We'll come back to that. How was your weekend, Kenneth? This is weekend review. I had one of the best weekends of my goddamn life.
Really?
I had a great time.
What happened?
Well, it wasn't really a weekend, but on Sunday, because on Sunday, that's my weekend, is Sunday through Wednesday.
Okay.
Sunday, saw a movie.
What movie?
Saw Love and Melody, Love and Mercy.
Okay.
The Beach, it's a Brian Wilson biopic.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
Got old John Q playing him in his later years, where he got a little guy
Paul
named
Deneau.
Paul Deneau. It's like going to be playing
Deneau
him.
Is in that movie.
Well, he's good.
Spoiler alert, dude.
You'll know when he wins an Oscar. And then Monday went to the pool. Tuesday went to the pool.
What pool?
Grant Park pool on Monday and then, wait. Yeah, Grant Park on Monday and Candler Park on Tuesday. Wednesday, I recorded a rap song.
That's today.
Wait, no, today's Thursday. Wait, today's Wednesday?
Yeah. You went to the pool on Sunday, and then you went to the pool on Monday.
She had a deeper voice than I did.
I feel like I went a couple more times.
You went to the pool on Saturday.
Oh. Yeah, you're right.
Jake, let me tell you what you did.
Basically, I've been pooling it up, you know?
Sounds like it, yeah.
Which is appropriate because we're here at Twain's Billiards and Taps.
Right, that's pretty appropriate.
Which is like the predominant place for playing pool. You want to do a couple rounds?
No, not really.
Hey, I'll let you knock my 8-ball into my slot.
It's not winning me over, dude.
Why not? What are you laughing about?
Nothing.
I don't think that's funny. I was trying to proposition you.
Cat Williams was here earlier. I just remember some of the stuff he was saying.
He's hilarious, man.
He's really funny.
I like when he's like, oh, it's pimping. Oh, you got to get your shine on, boo-boo, whatever he says, you know.
I just love the way he says bullshit. He can't say it like
that. He's like, bullshit!
Right. Like, that's the most, like, neutral way he can say it.
He's like bullshit. I don't know. I can't do a Cat Williams impression.
Brittany's right here.
No, not Sausage Fest. It's really fun. Is that a vagina?
Huh? Like Sausage Fest and one vagina.
Yeah.
Now two vaginas. Yeah. Now three vaginas!
Three vaginas and a bunch of sausages.
Penis. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
I suppose so.
That's.
Can I take a hit of that cigarette?
Yeah, sure.
I was gonna ask her.
Hey, whichever. She has better ones, probably.
Vaginas are sharing.
Just one. I've wanted one today.
Success.
I've never seen you smoke. Today.
You got 2 minutes.
You don't know Jack, man.
Yeah, that's true. I have.
No denying that.
You want to put that on record?
That's what I wanted. It doesn't have to go on record. Oh, shit.
It was technically
a record. I'll put a flag in there. Go ahead and say what you want me to put in that spot anyway.
Love my mom and I love Jesus Christ.
Wow, okay. Cool.
Amen.
Gotcha. You're taken care of.
Father and your mother.
Should we go around the horn and introduce everybody?
Yeah, I guess we should.
Okay, we want to start with...
Did you forget her name?
What's
It's Red Strap Straps. Red Strap Sops over here.
My name is Binky Regan.
Binky Regan in the house.
What's up, y'all?
Hobbies.
That's where you should put the laugh.
No.
No hobbies?
I don't really have any hobbies.
Okay.
For each person that interests
me. I just smoke cigarettes.
Ken's the guest producer.
Yeah. It happens every so often.
The guest producer?
When Mercury's in retrograde.
Yeah.
It is in retrograde until the 11th. Fuck you for saying that condescendingly. You don't know anything about it.
What did Connor say to you?
Did you see that?
I said condescendingly.
What did Connor say?
I heard condescendingly.
Condescending for what, though?
I don't appreciate this.
I'm the older brother.
You're the older brother. That's why I'm defensive.
I'm well-honed in deflection. It's like an Amtrak train. Yeah, man. It's just like you put a cow on the way, it's just going to get cleaved in half.
I don't think you're deflecting.
That was fucked up. Not an Amtrak train.
I like trains. I'm a fan of trains.
What's your favorite train?
Amtrak.
Amtrak trains, yeah.
Are you one of the people that like sits at the train tracks and watches trains?
I watch if there's a cow going by, yeah.
Only cows?
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought it was.
Yeah, if it was a dog or something, I'd be sad.
But what about like a goat? Or perhaps a deer?
Let nature take its course.
What about a cat?
I don't really like cats, but I don't want to see them die.
Hey, I met a cat recently.
Cat Williams?
What did he say?
Who's that?
What was his name? Was it a she?
No, it was a cat. I saw a cat outside of Sarah's house, and we let it inside the house, and it was hanging out for a while.
What did Bailey think?
It just kind
of
hung out.
Bailey, I didn't really like him, but like the cat kept rubbing up against his body. So he's really cute. But then we let him back outside because he's a street cat.
He was ready to go.
But Sarah cleaned his face. He got his ticks.
Ew.
A few ticks.
Nice.
Yeah. So are we introducing everybody?
Yeah.
Please introduce yourself. I just met you.
Are we doing like full names?
You don't have to. You can do aliases.
You don't have to talk about your hobbies.
Yeah, it's it's not even to the point where it's going to be on air, but I'm Haley Elman. I'm a stand-up comedian. I have a show at the House of Eyes, of a 90s show this Friday at 8.
Can you give us a sample?
No.
Are you saying no to him or to me?
I mean, maybe later.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe once we've gotten into it.
Okay.
Since we're still doing the introduction thing.
Okay.
Hey, I want to say that I've seen Haley at the local, and she's really funny.
Okay. I was just looking for some validation, so as long as...
We have special guests. We've never had her on the show. Never Lane on the show. We've never had...
We have Lauren there.
I'm Bob Dole.
Sometimes.
From Rand Paul 2012.
Okay. Interesting message. From Bob Dole.
Through everything, you just slap him on the butt.
But they're interested in politics.
I didn't know that was coming. Cool.
Hey, where's Sarah, man?
She didn't want to come.
What?
She has to work tomorrow.
I get it.
Yeah.
Work kind of sucks.
I had to wake up at 5 this morning.
I know.
It's all right.
Not everyone is 16 years old. We all just get to hang out and get to do shit.
Can you imagine being 16 again?
But maybe some of us are turning 24 and we just get to wake up and do whatever the fuck we want tomorrow. Like, man.
Fresh back to Yari, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, he needs an introduction, really. This is his special day.
I'm about to smoke some crack.
Try to be cultured.
Are you an amateur?
Please don't light that. Please don't.
Never smelled that.
It kind of smells how I expected it to smell.
Yeah, chemically and
pretty acrid.
Amateurs learning from amateurs.
I don't know. Do you get high from that anymore, or is it something you
do? It's just something that isn't so bad anymore, but I like to try occasionally, just in case to make sure I see that I got it.
What's your name?
I was looking it up the other day, and I was like,
I prefer it.
Alex Ward.
But I don't really like regular porn either.
I've been getting more used to my last name, and I'm only 24.
Good to see you, man.
You are only 24.
I'm 24.
Yeah, you guys for another month.
24.
Well, a little less than a month.
I'm almost 23.
Wait, you're only 24, dude?
Yeah.
Wow. You're 22 right now?
It's crazy.
I'm 22.
Are you guys gonna say
you're a fucking pixie?
Lauren has a pixie haircut.
Yeah, you want
this part won't come down.
A pixie haircut?
We call that a cowlick.
We'll show you on Google Images what a pixie haircut looks like.
So you're not legitimately creating.
What does it look like on Google? Exactly what you look like now.
Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. No.
You should go by Miley Cyrus. Serious.
I wanna like, launch. Like my name.
Mildly serious.
Serious.
Why don't you just go by Mike Cialis or something like that?
That's
a good point.
Gamer tag name on Xbox and also Wii is also Miley Cyrus. Or wait, was it Miley? I'm just fucked up. Miley Crisis.
It's okay.
That's actually what it is.
What?
A Miley Crisis.
On what?
On Xbox and Wii U.
Oh, I didn't know you spoke French. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Where are we going? I feel like we're on the internet right now.
Does anybody play RuneScape? No?
Yes.
On what system?
That sounds familiar. Wait, is that a video game?
Online.
We're gonna drink really quick.
Okay. That's what happens.
Take the reins. How much longer do we have? I guess it doesn't matter, right?
I mean, it's basically we're pretty much done.
You think so?
I could. Let me do a review. Weekend review.
A weekend review.
They're not closed, are they?
This is weekend review. I don't think they're closed.
They're not closed, are they?
It is 12:10. No,
there's like a bunch of people over there.
Jake, say weekend review.
Hey, weekend review. We're here to
go get another drink.
Why are you talking?
Okay.
Like that? Hey, let's get me another drink.
Hey, Benny, introduce yourself real quick. Try to get as many guests as possible.
Hey, oh yeah, what's up? This is Vinny Chang. It all started August 15th, 1991.
What
temperature? 78 degrees.
The only Asian on weekend review.
Can you speak Mandarin?
Tian.
Nice. Can you speak Cantonese?
I can't speak Cantonese.
Okay, so you're like straight up.
Yeah, my parents are from Taiwan.
Woo! You want that on the record?
Yes.
Okay.
Illegally.
Okay. Our parents are from Indiana and from Taiwan.
Yes.
They're here.
Interesting. Illegal immigrants.
Here tonight.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what's your name?
My name is Kenneth. I'm actually her brother. I don't know if you know her.
We met like a long time ago.
Are you guys still mermaids?
Drugs the last time.
Mermaids?
No.
Roommates.
Oh, roommates.
It was a face. No.
That's how I know you. I realized that when we were sitting over there, I was like, oh shit.
Yeah,
like,
it was Dragon Con.
Are you guys doing that again next year?
I didn't live with him.
You didn't live with him then?
He did.
Oh, I thought you did.
I lived with Matt.
Didn't Crush live there? I guess he was just there all the time.
Yeah, he was there.
there too?
Oh, okay. I was like,
oh, that was a long time ago. That was like 2000.
On Boulevard.
2011?
Are you 24 as well?
23. I'm peaking.
Yeah, you are.
Peaking.
How's it feel?
I'm still 22.
It feels good.
So.
Yeah, man.
It's hot.
I'm still
yeah.
It's hot. Around the groin.
In a good way or like
in
a...
In the best way.
Oh, okay. The best way. That's good.
I will get another drink.
Dude, you should hold on to that feeling for as long as possible.
Well,
yeah.
I heard there's pills for
don't
that,
wrap
too.
It up yet.
So, like, if... something happened.
The fact that you're saying that and you're only fucking like 25 is ridiculous. See? I mean, like, goddesses never age kind of.
He's, I don't know if he qualifies.
Is he goddess?
Yeah.
I'm reading that.
I'm a Gemini.
Don't put me in a box.
Yeah. Are you?
I am.
That's true. Geminis.
Geminis never age. That's...
Geminis never stop.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, I think
it's nice.
Yeah, can I see that?
We divide our negative traits and positive traits with somebody who's alike with us.
What's your moon sign?
And you guys just like to keep your minds correct.
Moon sign? What's the difference between that and the astrological
because
sign?
Because it's like what time you're born at.
You said the moon sign?
11 a.m., right. So
sign.
I'm the afternoon,
what's
bitch.
That?
There's a moon sign, there's a sun sign, there's
no
the
moon,
planets
bitch.
That your
okay.
Sun
sign.
There's a whole natal birth chart.
Watch out, there's a weak
there's a whole, yeah, there's a whole naval birth chart.
Naval.
Why?
Natal. N-A-T-A-L.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're
sense.
Rocking back and forth. Right.
I think so. Where did the owner of this notepad
I think
go?
She disappeared.
No.
She went in sad for
I
a brief moment.
Crush you on
man, no.
Nice to meet you, man.
To my parents'
yeah, nice
house.
Wait a minute.
In, do you live in Gwinnett?
I live in Marietta.
Oh, okay. That's a bit of a trek.
That's where I got my haircut.
Yeah,
it's
really?
A good place.
Where?
Right by Kennesaw State University.
That is a good way to
it's
away.
Fucking crazy when
is
we went
it,
there.
Is it that good of a place?
I mean, obviously.
Well, the girl was really cool, and her house was really cool. It wasn't like
you let a little girl cut your hair? In a house?
She
obviously.
Was actually a little girl.
It was a dollhouse, to be fair.
She was really
it's pretty
cute.
Cool. Yeah.
Can't you tell that
you're like, you're so
like
fucking cute. Cut my hair.
So fucking cute.
That's exactly how it went.
I feel like I'm getting
she's
bugs.
She's like, okay.
Like, I brought $5.
Yeah.
It was actually $30.
Damn.
But that's not bad for a haircut
it's
like
not
this.
Bad.
I'm gonna so, go. That, I'm gonna go inside the circle.
That girl's gonna be in high finance with you.
Hey, a tiny door.
Who wants to get an appetizer?
I just thought, okay.
Here we go. That's much better.
All right.
Now everyone rotates away.
I can really go for some queso.
I see that glass shattering.
Some queso.
I lost my shoes. Sorry. Puke. Puke in the street.
The glass did not break.
I didn't lose my drink.
You didn't lose your drink. So you didn't lose your
you got your priorities. Nice to meet you, man.
Yeah, man.
Good
can
luck.
It, right?
Yeah. Indeed.
Nice. Have a safe trek home back home.
Yeah, man. How far away is there? Like 30 minutes?
30 minutes.
That's commitment. Koresh is worth it.
I'm not on the way.
For the Koresh.
It is for the Koresh. Did it for the Koresh. What's up? Are you his ride?
Yeah.
Bye, Vinny.
Do you guys have plans after this?
Always
just go to my house, I
believe.
Take care of him.
Nigga!
Mini, mini,
twains.
What did you say?
All right, we'll see you guys later.
Yeah, no.
I don't care.
Bye.
Can I
give you a high five?
Have fun.
Hand hug. It's the old hand hug.
Have fun in the
old turtle.
Sober bit.
See your knickknacks on the flip.
See you, man.
Dog face. My dad used to call people dog face.
Dog face? What was the thing that your mom would say in Tagalog?
Ay, pukim tibolo.
I like that.
Which means, is this a recording?
Yeah, it is.
It means, the pussy of your son.
What about it, though? Like, just like it's just an exclamation. Like,
it was just like
oh,
an exclamation of that she would say, which meant like pussy son, and then what I derived from it was the pussy of your son. So it meant eventually meant like pussy man.
Pussy man.
Yeah.
which is like a beta male who cannot do what regular males do.
Which should be like the foot of a table that you accidentally step your toe on.
Yes.
We call it like that. A little fucker or a son of a bitch or something.
Yes, exactly that.
A pussy foot. Or...
Shit. I understand why you fell off of this. This is not stable at all.
No.
I don't trust it anymore, therefore I'm getting off. The night is
old as fuck. I think
what
time
is it?
It's 12:15. My birthday, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
What? Right now?
12:15.
No, 12:15. The numbers.
Your birthday is 11?
December 15th.
December 15th.
What the fuck are you talking about?
12:15.
He's being a dick. You should sound him. Yeah.
I don't want to pour this beer on you because you're so goddamn nice.
Lauren knows the truth, but I'm glad you don't.
I know, but I know half the truth because Lauren knows. Lauren knows three quarters of it.
That's true. She knows a little bit more than that, even.
Well, I know the true you based on observation. Which
my girl Lauren got the haircut of truth.
How can you truly know someone?
You need to take me more seriously now that I have this haircut.
I have to.
I can look you in the eyes and be like, I'm different.
I don't agree, but.
Is that not convincing?
No.
She's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
I'm not.
Look, I got a haircut, so I'm different now.
You do look different. I can't argue with that.
I have a kimono. Come on.
She's got her Claire Underwood thing going on.
I just.
That's the thing. I'm really shy.
I suppose it's time.
Yeah, I can never, and then I'll get really stoned and just not be able to talk.
Is it time? It's time to wind down.
Yeah, everyone's heading out.
Wait, Kenneth.
Jake,
are we going to wrap up the episode right now?
We're going to wrap up the episode.
Okay, so...
We got Crush Bakhtiari taking off.
Crush Bakhtiari in the house. He's taking off.
He's flying.
He's pushing us all around in a very loving way.
My girl. I met you.
Oh, my gosh.
It was.
It's so good to see you.
Where is it?
What's your name?
Haley.
Have we met before?
Delaney's showing a picture of something.
It's totally fine.
Have we met before?
I'm really excited to see you again, but whatever. No.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, give me a real hug. Like, you know me. Good Lord.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
That other guy.
Wait, I didn't even watch this guy over here.
That's some bullet time reflexes right there.
Oh, I bet that guy was so happy.
Better than taken first.
Were they biking on a highway?
Yeah. It looked like a highway. It was probably like PCH or something.
I do want to crush it. Crush it.
Oh man, that makes my head hurt just looking at like my head. Oh my fucking god!
That's great that he did the full clear.
Yeah, he lucked out. Yeah, the face first into the fucking asphalt.
Yeah,
new rock.
Dude.
PP, ouchies.
Happy birthday, man. Ooh. Wasn't expecting that. I don't think it'll be skipped.
I don't really care. I'm not really a hugger anyway.
Delayed.
Dragon
Oh yeah, we're still going.
All right, so from me and Kenneth to you at home listening, and to you at home on your treadmill, on your exercise bike, keep pushing, doing what you need to do. No, that's an awesome video though. You just watch that?
I didn't watch the whole thing, but yeah.
Shia LaBeouf's fucking cool.
See you guys.
So, 20th episode. Thank you very much to everybody.
We don't know if it was longer or shorter, but
I think it was probably about about 2.5 hours.
20.
I just got kissed on the neck by Koresh, and it gave me like a shiver.
Like, I think you're gay.
It's that stuff.
I think my gay just like got awoken.
If you're not
yeah, that's how it works. That's why they don't want gay marriage to be legal, because it will start to actually activate the environmental response of the gay gene, which we all carry, which could just be activated at any moment.
It's not called the gay gene, it's called the normal gene. Yeah. It's called Flux.
It's called the Gene Levy.
It's called you just go with the flow, and if you're attracted
and
to
a
man,
if a dick just happens to end up
man,
in your butthole, you just fucking go with it. You know,
if it's
already
moment,
too late.
Sage advice. You guys
Once
should
the dick
write a book,
is
I think.
In your butt, it's just like you're
no,
already in the moment. You might as well just keep going. Like you're, it's already activated.
What are you going to do? Tell him to stop and jump out of the van?
Exactly. At that point, you're the fucked up one. You know, like he's already gotten through the door. It's like, you know, inviting a vampire into your house. Like if a vampire's already in there, you can't be like,
that's
oh
true.
No,
you
no, you're a vampire now.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, man.
No, not at all.
What's your letter?
It's time for me. It's bullshit. It's a conspiracy.
Real quick, you guys want to introduce yourselves real quick? We're doing a podcast.
This is the last clip, actually.
the final clip. We're about to wrap it up.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Andrew. Andy Roos. Hey, Tomato.
And Andy Roos.
My name is Charles Carroll, MDE.
MDE. What does that stand for?
My middle name.
MDE.
Medical doctor, bro. OBGYN.
What about the E?
Medical doctor electrician.
Medical doctor electrician.
So,
man, it's been going
good.
Pretty well. Fresh made a lot of appearances in fine form.
He's pretty drunk.
It's like metal things that open up.
Oh, yeah.
Dedicated devices don't lose.
Hey, man.
Until I smash it into a million pieces. Just kidding. So from everybody here to everybody there, I'm going to do a quick round of applause and say good night. Thank you for listening to the Weekend Rush.
Happy birthday, Paresh.
Very cool.
Happy birthday. Thank you. Have a good night. All right.
Weekend Review.
Weekend Review.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Special thanks to Lauren Ferraro, Lane Williams, Michael Wiley, Minnie Chang, Andrew Roos, Charles Carroll, Alex Warden, Brittany Regan, Noah Orsich, Haley Ellman, and of course, the birthday boy, Mr. Karush Bakhtiari. As always, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Tumblr, at weekendreviewpodcast.tumblr.com, facebook.com/weekendreviewpodcast, and Twitter, @weekendreviewjk. Till next time, have a good day, go fuck yourself.
You've been listening to
a production of
the Podcast Empire. Spread the word.